Before we jump into the episode, I want to let you know that I've written a step-by-step guide to help you through the process of securing your first role in health informatics by providing you with concrete examples of what roles to search for, common skills requested by employers, example interview questions, and much more. If this is of interest to you, you can check out the show notes of the episode where I have a link to the ebook below. Now, let's get back into the episode. Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. In this podcast episode, I hope to provide actionable tips for those looking to both get into the health informatics field and those looking to continue to progress their career. So in this episode, I want to go over some common skills displayed in job postings in this field, an example of a typical day in the life of a healthcare analyst, and some common interview questions I have been asked when interviewing for roles in this field. So number one, the common skills. If you start to look at enough job descriptions in this field, you will begin to see patterns on key skills that are often advertised for roles in health informatics. These skills include clinical experience. This could be working previously as a nurse, pharmacy technician, clinical research assistant, at the help desk of a hospital, and more. It could also be through obtaining a degree in terms of your master's in health informatics. And you might also see these roles advertising for people who have experience with data visualization tools. This can be something as standard as experience building charts and graphs in Excel to experience with more advanced tools such as Power BI and Tableau. If you're interested in learning data visualization, one tip I have is to download Power BI Desktop, either through the Microsoft Store or through powerbidesktop.com, and search for Power BI on Microsoft Learn, which contains tons of free tutorials where you can beef up your data visualization skills in the space. And this is key not only if you want to get a job in health informatics, but for many analytical positions, regardless of the industry, they are looking for experience in data visualization tools. One programming language that you might see advertised over and over again for health informatics roles is experience with SQL, which stands for Structured Query Language. And this is a language that is used to interact with data stored in databases. With a move to digitizing healthcare records, the amount of data that is stored and collected in healthcare organizations has exponentially grown, and which is one of the reasons why a career in health informatics can be so fulfilling, as problems are always changing. It's never a dull moment. So to be able to sort through all these different types of healthcare data that exists from many different sources, such as medical claims, blood work data from the labs, patient demographic information, SQL is used to sort through tons of data and organize messy data into actionable information. Finally, one of the other skills you might see often posted on health informatic roles, ability to have strong communication skills. And this is key in most roles, but especially is important in the health informatics field. Oftentimes you'll be the analytical translator. And this is a term which was coined from a McKinsey article which describes the health informatic role beautifully. You might be meeting with clinicians one day who would like a program or report which helps them to better track certain clinical metrics. And they may not be aware of what technical tool would be needed to carry this out. So then you might need to meet with developers or IT to communicate the insights of the clinicians and work with them to build a solution. And this segues nicely into an example of a typical day in the life of a healthcare analyst. So let's imagine a case where patients are being readmitted back into hospital. And this is often a costly issue for many different organizations. For example, in 2018, the Canadian Institute for Health Information estimated readmission to hospital cost more than $2.1 billion a year in Canada. And patient readmission often leads to negative adverse effects for the patient. There's been research which has shown that a reduction in readmission rates can occur when there is a follow-up call. And this could be linked to improved medication adherence and also just from a mental health standpoint to help patients feel more supported. So in our case study, imagine your boss wants you to create a report which can determine which diabetic patients might be at risk for a readmission back into your hospital, so that this information can be flagged to community nurses who are carrying out the follow-up with patients. So a typical day in a life with this case study might look like you having conversations with clinicians. You want to make sure that you're understanding the problem before you start doing any additional analysis. This could look like asking the community nurses, in their opinion, what are the key characteristics of patients who are often readmitted back into the hospital? Do they tend to be on several different types of medication? Is it age-related? This is where your relevant clinical experience can come in hand to make sure you're asking the right questions and help guide your analysis. Once you have the correct frame of reference by having conversations with clinical stakeholders, the next step would then be to sort through the data. So for instance, in your database, you might have one table which has all the patient demographic information, such as the patient's age, date of birth. You might have another table in your database which has information on how long the patient has been in the hospital. So looking at the patient length of stay, which is the time they're admitted to the time they're discharged. And because this data is on separate tables from each other, you'd want to join these tables together so you can just have one view of your data. And so you would carry this out by using SQL. You write SQL queries to carry out this task. So going back to the first step of having conversations with clinicians, regarding what would be the key characteristics of people who are often readmitted back into hospital, this is an example of feature selection, where you might have many, many different clinical factors in your database, such as age, weight, patient length of stay, and you're trying to sort through all these features to determine which is highly correlated with your outcome variable, which would be if the patient was readmitted back into hospital. So using Python or R is a tool that you can use when it comes to feature selection, and is another option based on mathematical algorithms. So in my own thesis research, we had conversations with clinical staff to be able to whittle down the specific clinical factors we should be looking at when it came to carrying out our analysis. And then I used R to do some further analysis on which factors were actually key to predicting premature births. So that was what my thesis was around, predicting premature births. But we first started with having conversations with clinicians to be able to understand what were the clinical factors we should start with. And then I was able to use a tool like R to whittle this down even further. So this is how tools like SQL and Python and R can come into play in a health informatics role. Especially if you're interested in data science and healthcare, I would consider learning Python or R. They're both open source tools, and there are tons of open source data sets online with a clinical focus that you can practice with. So once you've done all your analysis, you don't really want to present this analysis, which is often in a raw form of just written code, to clinicians and people who might not have a technical background. It's best to summarize your insights through the use of charts and tables. And this is where your skills using Excel, Power BI or Tableau can really come in handy. Finally, you need to present your results to your boss and probably other clinicians and answer their questions regarding your analysis. So that's basically a quick overview of a day in the life of a healthcare analyst, what problems you might be solving and what tools you might be implementing on a day-to-day basis. So now that you have a good idea of what are the skills and tools often advertised by employers and what a typical day in the life looks like, we can now move along to the job searching process. So oftentimes I'll get this question from listeners on the podcast, on what job should I be searching for? I don't even know where to start. And this makes a lot of sense because this field is relatively new. It doesn't tend to have established titles such as project manager or business analyst. Therefore, I advise people to search for a technical tool they might have expertise in, plus the word healthcare. For example, you could enter into Indeed or LinkedIn, Power BI, plus healthcare into the search box. In addition, once you start to search enough, you'll start to see some common job titles. And they mostly tend to have the title of analyst in them. So for example, clinical systems analyst, EHR analyst, information system analyst, clinical decision support analyst, and application analyst might be some job titles that may exist where you live. So finally, I just want to give a couple of examples of some common health informatic interview questions that I have received during my job searching process. The two questions I've received are, what would you do if a doctor came into your office and immediately wanted you to build a report as soon as possible? And number two, how would you prioritize demands from different healthcare departments for reports? With these two above questions, interviewers might be testing your prioritization skills and how you're able to organize multiple projects. This is often the case with the health informatic role. In addition, interviewers might be looking to see if you mention keeping your manager in the loop with the project requests you might receive from external stakeholders and departments. Remember, some of the key requirements often displayed in health informatic job postings are understanding of clinical terminology, experience dealing with large clinical data sets to drive decision making, experience with writing SQL queries, experience with data visualization tools such as Power BI, Tableau, Qlik, experience working with a multidisciplinary team, and a relevant degree in a health discipline. Therefore, many of the interview questions will stem from these key requirements. So I hope this episode has provided you with some helpful tips and tricks for getting that first job in health informatics, and I'm wishing you all the best on your journey.
Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.